When you truly believe in Jesus Christ, you should put on a sign that says, I'm under new management. Because that's what it means to make Jesus the Lord of your life. All of a sudden, he's the Lord of my life. I'm no longer the Lord of my life. I'm not calling the shots anymore. He's gone. He's in control. I'm not in control. He's the boss of my life. I'm not the boss of my life. See, until you do that, you're the Lord of your life. By the way, how's that working for you?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get a valuable resource that will help you live out an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Daring to Believe.
Can you imagine being the Roman centurions who nailed Jesus to the cross, and the next week you're walking down the street in Jerusalem, and there he is, and you go, he's back. That'd be kind of weird to see the guy that you just killed walking down the streets. And that's why so many in Jerusalem instantly became believers. It was in a matter of years, 100,000 people were followers of Christ because everybody had seen him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of the most well-attested events in history. It would stand up in any court of law. In fact, it has many, many times throughout many centuries. It proved Jesus was who he was. He is the Son of God. But more than that, it proved that Jesus keeps his promises. And Jesus said, I'm going to let him kill me, and I'll come back to life. Now, did he keep that? Yes. Well, if he kept that one, then I can trust the other promises in this book. The ones that talk to me about my life, because I know he keeps his promises. And the third thing it tells me is that it proves that there is life after death. If Jesus Christ hadn't resurrected, you have no hope of the future. You have no hope of eternity. You would have no knowledge of heaven or anything else because Jesus Christ was the one who proved there's life after death. If he hadn't resurrected, again, it's all just a big joke. Let's all go home. Let's go to the beach. I'm buying. And I'll get some hot dogs or something. Now, let me show you what Jesus said. John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said, I am the one who raises the dead and gives life again. Now, Buddha didn't say this. Muhammad didn't say this. Karl Marx didn't say this. Nobody else has ever said this because nobody else has ever raised themselves back up to life because they're not God. This is what puts Jesus in a unique position as the Son of God. I am the one who raises the dead. And here's what he says. Because of that, anyone who believes in me, even though he dies, shall live again. He is given eternal life for believing in me. Circle that. Eternal life, given eternal life for believing in me, and shall never perish. Now, if Jesus Christ has not risen at Easter, this verse would be a joke. It's just not true. You have no hope. When you're dead, it's over, that's it. But Jesus said, because of that, I give eternal life to those who believe in me. The most famous verse in the Bible talks about this. John 3:16. You've seen this verse held up on placards at football games for 30 years. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, again, I could give you 50 benefits of believing in Christ. I just gave you four. Everything you've ever done wrong, forgiven. You get a purpose for living. You get a home in heaven. And you get power for living here on earth. Question, where else are you going to get that? Nowhere. Who else can give that to you? No one. If you don't get it from Jesus, you don't get it. Because he's the only one who can give you those four things. Now, these are amazing benefits you can't get anywhere else. And the qualification? I must believe. The Bible said this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to believe in the one that he sent. So what does it mean to believe in Jesus? A lot of people think they believe, but really don't. A lot of people are going to miss heaven by 18 inches because they got it up here in the head, but not here in the heart. They have a head knowledge about God, but they don't have a heart commitment to God. And so they're going to miss heaven because they don't understand the full meaning of the word believe. I was on a plane flight one time. I think I was going to China. And I was sitting next to a guy, and the guy asked me, "So what kind of work do you do?" And when somebody asks me that on a plane, I always say, "I'm an author." Because if I say, "I'm a pastor," then they think, "Oh, he's going to try to convert me." And they clam up. They don't want to talk for the rest of the flight. So I always just say, "I'm an author." And so then he goes, "So what's the name of your book?" I said, "Well, one of them's called The Purpose Driven Life." He goes, "I know who you are." And I said, and as soon as he knew who I was, he goes, "I'm going to heaven." I said, "Great, see you there." And I said, "Great." I said, "Let me ask you, how do you know you're going to heaven? How do you know?" He goes, "Because I believe in God." I said, "Good for you, I do too." I said, "Any other reason why you think you might be going to heaven?" He said, "Because I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world." I said, "That's great." I said, "Would it surprise you if I told you that believing there is a God and that believing Jesus died on the cross is not enough to get into heaven?" He said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, no. I said, "Let me ask you this. Do you believe in the devil?" He goes, "Oh yeah, evil is obvious in the world. There's a lot of bad evil. I believe in the devil." I said, "Do you think the devil's gonna be in heaven?" He said, "Well, of course not." I said, "Well, the devil believes in God, and the devil believes in Jesus. The devil knows Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's why he put him on the cross. He wanted to kill him. He wanted to destroy the Messiah." I said, "Do you think Satan's gonna be in heaven?" "No." So obviously, believing in God, believing in Jesus as the Son of God is not enough to get you to heaven, because even the devil believes that. He goes, "Where's that in the Bible?" I said, "Here's it." And I showed him this verse, James chapter 2, 19. "Do you think it's enough just to believe there's one God? Well, even the demons believe that and tremble. But you're not gonna find them in heaven." Why? Because it's more than just a head knowledge.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Jesus said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." Matthew 9:29. That's an amazing statement. Jesus is saying that you get to choose how much God blesses you and how much God uses you in his plan for the world. So how is that possible? The answer is faith. Daring faith is the key to fulfilling God's will in your life, and it's the secret to experiencing miracles in your life. You'll want to journey with Pastor Rick through the Daring Faith Bible study as he examines true biblical faith and looks at the lives of people who are commended for their faith in the Bible. If you're ready to break out of your comfort zone and do what God has called you to do, then order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren today. These videos are packed with inspiring teaching that will free you up to become the history maker you were made to be. Be bold, step out of the ordinary, and live a life of daring faith. Right now, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the 6-session Daring Faith DVD and workbook. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Rick.
James chapter 2, 19. "Do you think it's enough just to believe there's one God? Well, even the demons believe that and tremble. But you're not going to find them in heaven." Why? Because it's more than just a head knowledge. You got to go back to what the word believe actually means. And in the Greek, in which the Bible is written in Greek, the word for believe is the word pistuo. It comes from pistis, faith. Pistuo means to believe. And it actually means more than just knowing about something, knowing something happens. It means to trust in, to cling to rely on, to adhere to, or to commit to. Big difference. It's a heart commitment. We all know that there's various levels of knowledge. For instance, there's real shallow knowledge. For instance, you all know about celebrities. I know about Tom Cruise. I don't know Tom Cruise personally, but I know who he is. I believe he exists, okay? But I've never given my life to Tom Cruise. I just believe he exists. And a lot of people believe Jesus exists. They've never given their life to him. And then you have your neighbors, and your neighbors you know a little bit more. And you know a little bit about their background. You may know where they work, maybe where they came from, but you don't really know your neighbors. But if you've been married and you know your husband or your wife, you know them much more intimately. I know my wife. Now, she's still a mystery. Okay. Now, I'm not a mystery to her because she's deep and I'm shallow. I mean, she knows everything about me. I know very little about her. But I do know that I love her. And when I say I believe in Kay, it means more than I know she exists. That's far more than I know my wife exists. It means I trust in her. I rely on her. I have committed my life to her. And I know her intimately in a way I don't know anybody else, because in 2 months, I will have been married to her for 40 years. Now, that's a kind of knowledge and intimacy. And when I say I believe in my wife, it's more than I just believe she exists. It's I trust in her. I'm committed to her. I rely on her. And I love her with all my life. That's the kind of meaning pistuo means in Scripture. It means to trust in, cling to rely on, adhere to. So what I want to do right now is explain to you five expressions of what it means to really believe in Jesus, because you may not have really believed in him. You may have been in church all your life, or maybe this is your first time, and you know about Jesus, but you've never really trusted in him. So I take these five expressions of belief, and I just for fun, I put them in an acrostic, T-R-U-S-T. What does it mean to trust in Jesus Christ? Write this down. The T means I turn everything over to Jesus. T is I turn everything over to Jesus. The good in my life, the bad in my life, the ugly in my life, the secret things in my life. I turn over my past, my present, and my future. I give him reign in my finances, in my relationships, in my sex life, in my health, in every area. I turn everything over to Jesus. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 in the Bible is one of the most important verses in the Bible. So if you don't get anything, get this today. It says this: if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, this is a promise of God. He doesn't say you might be saved, you hope you can be saved, you really wish you would be saved. He said you can count on the fact you're going to heaven. You can know for certain you're saved, you're going to heaven if you do these two things. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead. Now, most of us, if not all of us, have already done the second thing. You believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. It's an established fact. Our calendar's built on it. Billions of people are celebrating Easter. You believe in your heart Jesus raised from the dead, that he was who he claimed to be. But many of you have not done the first part. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I circle that word Lord because I need to explain that word to you. It's not a word we use anymore. We don't use it in America, because in America, we don't have a monarchy. And this is a term from a feudal system. In a monarchy, you have kings and queens and lords and ladies and knights and squires and, you know, serfs and pages. And these are terms of a monarchy. We don't have a monarchy in America, so nobody goes around using the word Lord. You don't go around saying, yes, my Lord, no, my lady, unless you're in Downton Abbey. But we don't say this term. And we don't have a House of Lords in America, okay? We have representatives, the House of Representatives. So what does the word Lord mean? For me to say Jesus is my Lord, it means he is my master. He is my boss. He is in control of everything in my life. He's not just resident in my life, he's president. And when I say Jesus is my Lord, I'm saying Jesus is the CEO of my life. He's the chairman of the board in my life. He's calling the shots. He is my manager. He is my director. He is my God. This week at the bottom of my hill, the Albertson store changed hands. Another company bought them out, and so they're under new ownership and they're under new management, and they put up a sign in the window that says, under new management. When you truly believe in Jesus Christ, not head knowledge, but heart knowledge, you should put on a sign that says, I'm under new management. Because that's what it means to make Jesus the Lord of your life. All of a sudden, he's the Lord of my life. I'm no longer the Lord of my life. I'm not calling the shots anymore. He's calling it. He's in control. I'm not in control. He's the boss of my life. I'm not the boss of my life. See, until you do that, you're the Lord of your life. By the way, how's that working for you? You calling all the shots in your life. You being the Lord. You being the master of your faith. Everything happening the way you want it to, all your dreams coming true, no problems, totally fulfilled, happy as a, you know, as a clam. How's that working for you, you being the Lord of your life? You weren't meant to be God. God is God, and you're not. And the reason you get under stress is when you try to play God in your life, you get stressed out because you don't have the power to change the things that God does. So the first part of believing means I say, Jesus is my Lord. He is my boss, my manager. I'm under new management. I saw a bumper sticker the other day on the back of a car that said, God is my co-pilot. There's only one problem with that. God doesn't want to be your co-pilot. He doesn't want to say, okay, you control the plane half the time and I'll control it half the time. You run your life half the time and I'll run it the other half. No, he wants total control. God has a right to total control in your life because he made you, he loves you, he created you, he sent his son to die for you, and he wants you with him forever and eternity. He has a right. He doesn't want to be co-pilot. He wants to be the Lord, the manager of your life. The next thing, R, in trust. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It means to believe in Jesus, I R, relax in his love. I relax in his love. Now, let me explain this because I chose the word relax intentionally because what's the opposite of relaxing? Working. Working. And God is saying you don't have to work for God to love you. You don't have to earn God's love. Growing up, you grew up with conditional love. You got conditional love from your parents, your partners, your pals, your professionals, all the people around you. And you learned pretty quickly that if I want to be loved, I got to do certain things. And you have spent most of your life trying to earn the love of other people. You want to be loved. There's nothing wrong with that because you need love in your life. You want to be loved, but you spent most of your life trying to earn the love of other people, working for the love of others. When you believe in Jesus, you relax and you realize God is going to love me no matter what. I don't have to earn his love. I don't have to work for his love. I don't have to pay for his love. God is going to love me unconditionally. God loves me unconditionally. That means it's not based on what you do. God loves you unwaveringly. It never, never, never changes. God doesn't love you one day and not the next and then the next. He's not finicky or fickle. He doesn't have a bad hair day. God loves you unendingly. Once you have the love of God in your life, it never, 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 never will leave you, no matter what you do. Because God's love is not based on what you do, it's based on what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you. It's not based on who you are, it's based on who God is, his character. You can't make God stop loving you. You could try, but you will fail because God's love is unconditional, unwavering, and unending. It is forever. And that gives me enormous confidence. And when I believe in Jesus, it means I believe what Jesus said about God's love for me, and I relax in God's love. That gives me enormous confidence because a lot of other people may not like me, but the creator of the universe loves me. And that gives me confidence. Let me show you what the Bible says about this. Romans chapter 8. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from his love. That's the love of Jesus Christ. Death can't, life can't, The angels can't, demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That gives you enormous confidence. If you want to have personal security, you must put your trust in something that can never be taken from you. You put it in your bank account, you can lose your bank account. You put your trust in how good looking you are, hey, tell you, you're already losing that. You can put your faith in somebody else, you can lose them, they will die. You must put your faith in something you can never lose, and there's only one thing you cannot ever, ever lose, God's love for you. To believe in Jesus means I accept what he says about God's love for me, and I relax in his unconditional, unending love. The you in trust means I use my life to serve God by serving others. To believe in Jesus means I will use my life to serve God by serving others. We are saved to serve. God did not come to earth and die on a cross and pay for all your sins just so you could live a selfish, self-centered life all about yourself. Really? Do you think God made you just to live for you? No, no, no. You were made for so much more than to live for yourself. God has a far bigger purpose for your life than that. And part of that purpose is to serve God while you're here on earth. You say, well, wait a minute, how in the world do I do that? How do I serve a God that I can't even see, who's invisible? Jesus said many times, we serve God by serving others.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith Study Kit, and it includes a DVD, and it includes a workbook. Now, there's 6 sessions in the Daring Faith Study Kit, and it'll teach you these 6 things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to him without fear and come to him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith Study Kit just like he used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a 6-session DVD and workbook. As our way of saying thanks, go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.